From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Temperatures this afternoon will run a bit below average for the 7th of November. Otherwise, today's weather will be very November-like, with light winds and mostly cloudy skies being the rule. There are a couple of exceptions. One will be in the St. Lawrence Valley, as well as in northern areas of the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley, where there should be some breaks in the clouds. The other exception is the slight chance of a sprinkle or mountain flurry in southern areas. With colder air filtering in from the north and with thicker clouds moving into southern sections, today's highs will be fairly uniform across the listening area, generally in the upper 30s to lower 40s, except for some mid-40s in southern New Hampshire, where some morning sunshine was able to hold out a little bit longer. Through tomorrow night, what will be a little more noticeable will be the cold overnight lows, generally in the 20s or even teens, once surface high pressure becomes a little more influential. What happens in terms of temperatures on Thursday night is in question and depends on the timing of a very strong cold front. In the meantime, temperatures during the day will moderate slightly tomorrow and on Thursday as southerly winds develop ahead of the front that will arrive late Thursday night or early Friday. At present, a ridge of high pressure is poking in from the northern plains, but its effects have so far been minimized by moisture that was trapped near the surface this morning, and now by mid-level clouds that are spreading in from the southwest in association with low pressure over the Tennessee Valley. That low has created a dent along the southern periphery of our high pressure ridge. This is a so-called inverted trough of low pressure, so-called because the trough axis points toward the pole rather than toward the equator. And although it's a fairly subtle feature, it has succeeded in making areas of light rain and light snow appear on the radar screen roughly along and south of Route 2. But in this case, for the most part, the appearance on the radar shot means that light precipitation is falling out of the clouds and evaporating prior to reaching the ground. It's quite a low chance all around, but that said, the best chance of a sprinkle or brief mountain snow shower will be near and south of Route 4. The chance of flurries or sprinkles will carry into the evening before ending, as clearing gradually spreads across the entire region from northwest to southeast, leaving a narrow ridge of high pressure in control until Thursday night. Thursday night's cold front will bring snow showers and temperatures rapidly falling into the 20s, something that will happen either late Thursday night or during the day on Friday, depending on the timing of the front. In the short-term forecast summary, for this afternoon, mostly cloudy, except partly cloudy in the St. Lawrence Valley, northern Adirondacks, and northern Champlain Valley. Slight chance of a sprinkle or brief mountain snow shower near and south of Route 4. Highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s, some mid-40s in southern New Hampshire. Light northwest winds, except from the north at 5 to 10 miles an hour in the Champlain Valley. For tonight, clearing north. Mostly cloudy south with an evening flurry or sprinkle possible, then gradual clearing late. Cold, with lows mainly in the mid-20s, some upper 20s southeast and near Lake Champlain, and some teens in northern cold hollows. Light winds, except continuing from the north at 5 to 10 miles an hour in the Champlain Valley. On Wednesday night, mostly clear skies, light and variable winds with lows in the mid to upper 20s, except in the teens in northern cold hollows, south to southwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the Champlain and St. Lawrence Valleys, with lows in the lower 30s there. And for the day on Thursday, mostly cloudy skies in the north, partly to mostly cloudy skies across the south. High temperatures on Thursday in the mid to upper 40s, although around 50 in the Champlain and Hudson Valleys. Winds on Thursday will be light from the south in areas east of the Green Mountains and from the south at around 10 miles an hour and gusting to 20 miles an hour in areas that lie from the Green Mountains westward. That's the latest forecast from the Fairbanks Museum. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes, with an eye on the sky.